96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, June 13th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we have a discussion with the sorority Delta Sigma Theta. Delta Sigma Theta is actually partnering with the Eugene DePuge Legal Aid Clinic, right? And I'm trying to find out why. Why the sorority group is partnering with this legal aid clinic and what is the big deal? So that's what I'm going to have my conversation about, right? But first of all, I have the Shakira Roll, who's a social... And I didn't get that name properly. Shakira, what are you inside the Delta Sigma Theta group? And explain what the Delta Sigma Theta is for my listening audience who are not familiar with sororities in general.
Of course.
And pull the mic a little closer for me.
A little closer? All right. So, yes, my name is Shakira Rule, and I am the Social Action Committee Chair for the Nassau Bahamas Alumni Chapter of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And the purpose of the event or our connection with the Legal Aid Clinic, so one of the principles, core principles of the sorority is social action. And through that tenet, we promote advocacy and empowerment to affect change as it relates to public policy and social issues. So earlier this year, we would have had an educational forum on the advancement of women's legal rights in the Bahamas. So that's one of our key focus areas. That we focus on are programmatic initiatives are geared towards empowerment and uplifting and advocating for change as it relates to women in the community. So as an extension of that educational forum where we had panelists that included Magistrate Jan Marie Davil Miller and Mistress Marissa Mason Smith, who was also a member of the Zonta Club. And so in that discussion, we talked about several issues that impact women, domestic violence domestic violence against women and children. So as I mentioned before, this event is an extension of that forum where we want to provide access to free legal advice so that women who may not be in the position to seek such services, you know, because of financial reasons, now this free legal aid clinic will give them the opportunity to come and get information related to any situation that may be impacting them at this time.
So let's turn the conversation upside down. Sure. I have no idea what is a Delta Sigma Theta, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I prefer that you start off with that, just so I understand, because I know your steps. And then you now talk about women issues and social issues. And I'm trying, what does Stappen team have to do with women issues?
So our core principles of the sorority is sisterhood, scholarship, and service. So we are a group of college-educated women. Our sorority was founded back in 1913. And so from that time, we have provided service to the community through social action. So we're not just the ladies in red. We don't just look pretty. And we're not just out here just, you know, taking pictures all of the time. We about making change. We about taking action to affect change.
So there is a local chapter that exists inside the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas, we have three chapters. Okay. We have a collegiate chapter on the campus of the University of the Bahamas, and we also have an alumni chapter, which is in the Grand Bahama.
Okay, you say three, and I counted two just now. But
and mine.
Oh, forgive me.
The Nassau Bahamas alumni chapter.
So I let me re-explain. There's a Nassau Bahamas alumni chapter.
Yes,
Nassau. There is one based in Grand Bahama.
That's the Grand Bahama alumni chapter.
And then there's a college.
And the Epsilon Zeta chapter that resides on the campus of the University of the Bahamas.
Okay. And all three of them basically come together to promote women's empowerment.
Definitely.
Issues and
Exactly.
Okay. And you were started to tell me a narrative of this is a continuing effort of something that happened before.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I just want to reiterate, what was your objective then? And then why did you decide to partner with Eugene DePuge Legal Aid Clinic?
Well, I will let my Sora chime in.
And just bring the mic closer to her, and she needs to introduce herself.
Certainly.
And explain, say, watch me pronounce the name first. What do you do in the, look down, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated? Incorporated, yes. I got to say that too, right?
Yes.
Incorporated group.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, and thank you again for having us. So as Sora Shakira has mentioned, the Nassau Bahamas Alumni Chapter partnered with numerous persons in the community to host two clinics, or rather panel discussions earlier this year. The first was centered around a discussion on the initiative for 30% of women representation in spheres of leadership. And on that panel discussion...
So only 30% of women is represented in leadership?
We're not quite there. And so the purpose of the panel discussion was to advocate for that in all spheres of influence, not only in politics, but also in the boardroom, in anywhere that decisions are made. We feel that there should be a minimum representation of 30% of women sitting at those tables. However, of course, we want to advocate for equal in the long run. But this is an initiative that's been spearheaded by international agencies as well, such as the UN. So that was the first panel discussion. And we were honored to have esteemed panelists such as Alison Maynard Gibson, Mrs. Pia Glover-Roll, former Senator Jennifer Isaacs-Dotson, and Senator Michaela Barnett Ellis. They participated to the first panel discussion. Continuing from that and raising the issue on women's legal rights in the Bahamas, as Sora Shakira mentioned, we recently hosted another panel discussion. And the thinking was that we would partner with the Eugene DePuch Law School to host a legal aid clinic to further those discussions so that we have an opportunity for not just women in the community, but of course, as a sorority geared more towards women's issues, we wanted to afford an opportunity for members of the public that may find that they are not able to access legal advice because it's cost prohibitive. To have an opportunity to come and speak on any issues that they may have. It may not be solely domestic violence and family-related matters, but it could be landlord and tenant, employment issues, probates, wills, estates, mortgages, business license applications, any legal issues that persons in the community think that they need guidance on. We wanted the opportunity in furtherance of our mandate of social action. As I often say, we don't talk the talk, we walk the walk. And so we wanted to afford members of the community that opportunity.
Well, I'd like to thank you, first of all, you are a women's group and pushing women's agenda and women's consciousness in terms of equality, you mentioned that, and legal rights for this particular segment, right? In your sorority effort, have you found that women have is not cognizant of their rights in general?
Oh, definitely. So you would note we've had an alarming rise in the number of gender-based violence issues in the Bahamas recently, and that really fostered our thinking that we needed to host the most recent panel discussion surrounding those topics. As you know, of course, the sexual offenses amendments are coming down the pipeline, and this is a big discussion. Of course, the marital rape bill, as it's more frequently known. But we found that just in speaking with persons in the community and doing community service and coming into contact with persons with whom you work, many persons are not aware of their legal rights. A good example I always give is in relation to the Inheritance Act. Most Bahamians feel that the minute they create a will, something bad is going to happen. And so death and preparation for dealing with your estate after death is something that a lot of Bahamians, I found in private practice, do not want to address. And so consequently, it's leading to a lot of contentious issues with family members, delayed probate applications, and numerous other issues simply because persons didn't want to take the time to address those issues. Or secondly, they find consulting a lawyer to be very expensive, or just thinking, some persons even think that I don't have any assets to leave, but anyone that's working has some assets to leave. And so it's really raising awareness of your legal rights. And I think education is something that we as a sorority are very passionate about, educating women and persons in general about their legal rights. So that was the impetus.
Yeah, and that's actually Ms. Shakira, I'm sorry, Raquel Wilson.
Yes.
Raquel Wilson, and she's actually an attorney, right? An attorney who's involved in the Delta Sigma Theta organization. So she was able to basically appreciate the why there's a need for this partnership with the Eugene Depuge Legal Aid Clinic, right? And I appreciate that because she gives my insight on the issues she found, I guess, in her practice, where she found that women are having challenges with, right? So you're partnering with Eugene Depuge. How did that came about? Who approached whom in terms of, hey, I have an idea. I want to target women. Target is not a good word. But I want to concentrate on women and women's issues, right? To promote and propel them forward, right? Especially deal with issues there legally, yes. Right? So how did that come about, that partnership, that contact, that first contact to say, hey, let's start this?
Well, certainly we would have reached out to the Legal Aid Clinic. And this is an initiative that they carry on from past times. So just being aware of the nature of the Legal Aid Clinic, we reached out directly to them, and they were welcoming, you know, to the opportunity to partner with us on this initiative. So once the conversation started, we started to execute the planning, and here we are, just a couple days away from putting on our first, but their many, one of many of their Legal Aid Clinic initiatives.
I'm going to come back to you and ask, what does the partnership mean? What you'll be doing at the event, okay. Right? Because I know Ms. Wilson more like could be one of the attorneys giving the advice, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you would be one of the attorneys, yes. Right, Ms. Wilson, giving the advice on going over that. But I want to know exactly how that partnership involves, what you'll be doing there, which if I come there and see the Sea of Red, yes. What exactly would the Sea of Red be doing
okay.
there? But
so,
but no, I'm going to come back to
okay.
that. But I want to, again, speak. I guess I'll start off with Ms. Flordira Colley,
yes.
Who is an attorney at Eugene Depuge Legal Aid Clinic, right? I need to understand what is the Eugene Depuge Legal Aid Clinic in general, right? There's something free, right? Can I go to? And because I know a lot of women who's going to come out to this event, right? And I want to know what CLAP is. What the Eugene Depuge Legal Aid Clinic is, and how I can get these women to come out and take advantage of the opportunities and legal advice that is going to be issued out.
Okay, so the Eugene...
And pull that mic a little closer.
So the Eugene Depuge Law School Legal Aid Clinic, that's actually a portion in the law school. The Eugene Depuge Law School really targets students who are, you know, going through the bar school program and obtaining their legal education certificate. So it's a two-year program. And so in the second year of your law school, bar school rather, you will be a part of the Legal Aid Clinic and you'll work on active matters. Okay, and so based on that, we saw the need for persons who would always come into the clinic wanting legal advice. And of course, we act as a functioning law firm, but we do it at a reduced cost. And so we saw the need where persons would come in, want advice, and so the CLAP initiative was created.
But I know you're going to go into CLAP, but you say reduced cost. That means 10% discount? I know what one appreciate what a reduced cost, because I challenge financially challenged, and I want to do take advantage of reduced costs.
Of course, we target the financially challenged.
Okay, that's good.
So when you come in, we have a specific form that you fill out. We get some information from you, you know, basic information, you know, where do you work, what's your salary like, what are your expenses, and based on that, we set legal fees within the parameter of what you could afford.
That is good to know. I appreciate that. So, Mr. Farrington, what is CLAP?
Community Legal Aid Program. Like Floyd said earlier, it's a separate project from the Legal Aid Clinic. Within the Legal Aid Clinic itself, we have maybe about 250 live matters.
Meaning that cases that
are ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 250 matters that are on a waiting list, waiting to be on board. And so, as Floydia said earlier, it's a teaching space. So we have students in the second year, they'll assist us in preparing the matters, readying them for court. And as one matter is disposed of, we dip into the reserves and we bring a matter up. Now, because we are so tight when it comes to taking on new matters, we also had a surge of consultations, like persons who just need some direction on how to fully perform, to take out a small claims matter in the magistrate's court, maybe maintenance, small matters that doesn't even require a lawyer, or maybe they just need some direction on how to apply for probate, some direction on I don't know, a divorce, maintenance, an adoption matter, consultation on guardianship application. And so what we did was we went into the community. We partnered with the Office of the Attorney General, Palmas Bar Association, the Caribbean
Agency for Justice Solutions.
Yes, yep. Along with private law firms. And so what we have is we have a roster of maybe about 15 to 20 lawyers, trained professionals from every law firm. So
it's going to be like basic lawyers, not high-end lawyers going to be out here to say, oh, just pass the bar.
You know, well, no.
So what type of lawyers would be out here to this?
Anything that involves Eugene DePuy's Law School isn't basic. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about high-profile lawyers, professional lawyers, trained lawyers, persons who you would normally wouldn't have access to them. If you go into their law firm, you're looking at spending $500 just for consultation.
Mm-hmm.
But you could come to CLAP at the C.I. Walker School, and you could have that same access to that highly trained professional expert lawyer for free.
For free?
For free.
$3.99.
Now, I'm sure to analyze what free is, because I understand what discount is, right? When you're trying to say the word free, what do you mean by free?
The only thing we require you to do is to pre-register. And so you could contact us at the end of the show. I'd leave the email address as well as the phone contact. Pre-register so that when you arrive at the C.I. Walker School, the whole process could be seamless. That's the only requirement, pre-register. And even if you don't get the pre-register, you could just come on down and take advantage of the service. But under normal circumstances, when you have to spend $250, Raquel, you may have to spend $700 for consultation in a high-profile law firm,
mm-hmm.
you could get access to Raquel at the CLAP initiative for free. So that's the benefit of taking advantage of the CLAP initiative. Now, I would want to reemphasize that is separate and apart from what we do within the Legal Aid Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
At the Legal Aid Clinic, we currently have a moratorium on bringing in new matters, simply because take on a matter, yes, there's an expectation, and sometimes it gets a little difficult to manage people's expectation. But with the CLAP initiative, you can just come there, seek legal advice, bring every single document you intend to rely on or you want some clarification on, and you have access to one of our lawyers from the different law firms.
I'm going to come back to that conversation with documentation and yes. what you need, right? But I want to go back to Ms. Wilson, who's the lawyer, again, from Delta Sigma Theta, right? Sorority, Inc. I get the whole thing. Even though no one taught me how to do the name, I don't know. I'm not sure that's the right group. I'm not sure that's the right group,
they
right?
They make noise.
I know they make noise, right? As a female attorney, right? I being a part of a sorority who empowers women, who pushes women agendas forward in terms of empowerment, right? This particular legal clinic is going to be concentrating on women and women's issues. I would like, what type of women's issues, legal issues are there? That, like, this is what my listening audience can understand. Oh, that's me. I need to come out here, right? So what can they come out here for?
Yes, I think certainly that's one of the things that drew me to Delta. I'm a very, very new to the organization, but I've really enjoyed the social action aspects this year. So women's legal issues are not confined to family matters or domestic violence or gender-based violence issues. Really, women's legal issues are all gamut of legal issues. You may have issues regarding landlord and tenant matters. You might have concerns regarding an employment matter. I was unfairly dismissed from my job, or I was made redundant, and I'm not sure if the calculations of my compensation was accurate. You may have women that have matters relating to their children, such as maintenance and child support. They are seeking to have the father of the child pay certain funds into court to support with the maintenance, or they have an order already in place, but the child's father has not been complying with the order. You may have an issue with a young woman that is seeking to start a small business and is not clear on the business application process and obtaining the VAT registration. You can have a woman that is seeking to clear property that was left to her by her grandmother in Long Island, but she's not sure how to go about that process. What do? I have the will. Does that mean I now have the property? And that's where she would have the opportunity to liaise with counsel and confirm firm know this is the process for the probate.
These are just general information. Yeah. That's general, nice.
Mm-hmm. All issues.
I thought it was murder and things.
No. So I always say it's women's legal issues that we're primarily focused on, but of course these are issues impacting anyone in the community. Right. And so the I think it's important to emphasize that the community legal aid clinic is not limited to women. It's open and available to any member.
We can talk about
community.
That soon, because I want to know if as a male, can I pass through? Yes. Or there's going to be only women to be here.
Definitely.
But I would also want to talk again to Ms. Rule, yes. Right? This is a partnership. I expect to see a CRED. What will y'all be doing out there with the Legal Aid Clinic CLAP people that day? Because I haven't even know the date yet, but we can talk about that soon, right? Yes. But what y'all could be doing?
So on the day of, we're going to have attorney representation.
That's good. It's good to have a Delta there. You say that's our lawyer there. Okay, good.
Yes, so she'll be there in addition to the rest of us that will be taking care of all of the administrative processes. So whatever, as it relates to registration of persons who registered prior, verifying their registration, persons who come on the day of and need to register, we will take care of that. We will then facilitate the process to get you to the right attorney mm-hmm. to, based on your situation or the case, the type of case that you are coming to get your advice on at that time. So we're there to take care of everything administrative, and as well as we're going to have counsel available to represent.
Good. I'm impressed with your sorority. I mean, y'all don't just talk to talk. Y'all actually work it.
Yes, we be there working.
I'm impressed. Miss Colley, can the man them come? Because I hear about women empowerment, you know. And I know there's going to be a big event. All the top lawyers can be there giving the free legal advice and on both these general things, right? And I know that women will be there in droves because they see the opportunity to get some questions answered. But can a male come that day and say, well, I need some advice too?
Yes. CLAP is service to the community. And so when we created this initiative, we wanted to act on that. And so we started this sometime last year. And we would have first started at EP Roberts Primary School. We were at Columbus Primary. We had the Diplomat Center. And now we're going to be at C.L. Walker. So we have been making our rounds through the community. And I mean, at each event that we have a masses of men and women that come together. You have sometimes the children waiting in the waiting area whilst their grandparents are getting that advice. And so persons come out and they benefit from it. And you see that they left with some understanding of what they need to do next. So yes, everyone is welcome.
Okay, let's talk about the team. I know from prior interviews that you have a number of Eugene Law School students who will be there. Right, assisting and helping. Then you have a lot of seasoned and tested high-end lawyers who would be making themselves available there, right? But what all do I need to bring? Like, I have a problem, a legal problem, property being cleared, like Ms. Wilson said, and or I had a will or was being read, and I believe that people taking advantage of me regarding the will, or I'm just lost a man. This woman claim I owe her all kind of money for child support, and I think it's unfair, right? I'm coming. I pre-registered. Why do I pre-register, by the way? What do you mean by pre-registered?
Okay, so the contacts are 818-1606, 818-1606. That's our CLAP cell phone number. Or you can email us at info@clap, that's clap.org.bs.
So what do I do with those contacts?
Once you, if you contact the number,
I call the number or I WhatsApp the number.
You can WhatsApp or you can contact the number or you can text it.
Okay.
And the only information you need to provide to them is, I'm interested in the CLAP services. So they'll record your name, get some basic information, email address, telephone contact, and they'll basically maybe give you an appointment time. And just so that when you come, there's no long waiting period. So they may give you an appointment time for 9:45, 9:50. And that's only to ensure that the whole entire process remains seamless on that particular day. So you could just pop up without pre-registering. But I would advise you to pre-register so that the entire process can be seamless. Now, in terms of documents, you may be interested in having a will drafted. So you need to bring all of the information, policy number, policy contract, bank account number. If you have a vehicle, you need the information on the vehicle, maybe the title to the vehicle. What else that goes into will? Anything that you want to leave in the will that requires some details, we would encourage you to bring that so that when we draft the will, we have everything there.
Description of the property.
Everything.
Odd question, right? I especially, we know we are given opportunity to women on or folks in because of the Delta Sigma support for this, right? There are times when women feel comfortable dealing with another woman on certain issues. Will there be men and women lawyers in there? So I said, no, I don't want that one. I want to talk to a man to deal with my man issue because these women, them, it's like play. Or I need to talk to a woman because these are sensitive to me and I need that support that she can understand that this is what I'm going through, you know?
Well, will that be there? Even though we support the women there, there's going to be a mixture of lawyers there, both male and female lawyers. And so depending on the nature of your matter, depending on the expertise that is required, we'll direct you to a particular attorney. Now, if you expressed us that you may favor a female or a male over the other gender, then we could also direct you to an attorney who may have that kind of expertise.
Let's talk about work issues. If the people them fire me, right, and I don't believe I got compensated well, or they say, man, I fired you because you did something and you don't deserve no type of compensation, right? And I said, no. I've been here for 40 years, man. You can't just fire me like that. I need some change. So I'm coming to CLAP, right? I give me that process of, again, on my WhatsApp in the number, and give me that number one more time. I WhatsApp in the number, and I'll give my name C.A. Nuri. The people don't fire me, and I think I need more money. What information do I type in, basically?
Well, basically, once you WhatsApp the number or you contact the number.
Give me that number again.
818-1606. Mm-hmm. That's 818-1606. And the email address is info@clap.org.bs.
Mm-hmm.
So once you reach out to us, they'll ask you basic questions, your name, telephone, contact, and they may ask you the nature of the matter. The probing won't go further than that. So your name, basic information, telephone contact,
mm-hmm.
and the type of matter. And that's only so that when we populate our database, we could know that, okay, we have maybe 10 employment matters, 3 family matters, 3 criminal matters. And so that once we gather with our expert attorneys, we can say, well, okay, Raquel, we know you skilled in employment matter. We have about 3 employment matters we wish you to deal with. So that if me, who's dealing with criminal matters, I won't be burdened with taking on one of our employment matters if I have 10 criminal matters to deal with. And so contact the numbers, pre-register. There won't be any probing in the first instance. But once you arrived at CIWalk on the day of, then we'll be able to direct you to an expert who could deal with your matter. And bring everything. You spoke about an employment matter.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the termination letter, bring the contract, anything that involves your work, an employee handbook, so that when you sit down with the attorney, they'll be able to scrutinize each document and give you the best possible legal advice.
Let me bait Ms. Wilson again before I go back to sorority. And then, no, the question just gone over the head. I remember now. What? Yes, Ms. Wilson, I come. No, Ms. Colley. I call another thing. Yeah. Ms. Wilson's here. Yeah. And it's looking ready to call you. Okay.
Yes.
No, she's not. No, Ackland. Okay, even good. She might be a cousin. Right? I want to know, you mentioned that there's be high-end lawyers going to be present, right? And I know you're fairly new with the whole program, but when you say high-end, can you call like a couple law firms or who I can say, okay, I recognize them. Yeah, y'all really do mean y'all bringing in some big wigs there. Can you, and you just throw out some like people who partnering with CLAP that I could be familiar with and say, okay, I feel comfortable. These some good people.
I don't want
to name drop. I want you to name drop. I mean, people in the past. It don't have to necessarily be people.
In the past, yeah. We've definitely had persons from, like I said, the Office of the Attorney General. We've had persons from Lennox-Payton. We've had persons from Higgs & Johnson.
These big time law firms.
McKinney-Bancroft.
See?
McKinney-Bancroft.
That's important. I need to know this. So,
Card.
Yes. Yeah. So when, see, I wanted to know this, right? So when you said these are established law firms, I now said, yes, these are established law firms.
Calendars
so come and take advantage of these expert lawyers or expert attorneys. And I also want to ask, right, you're not taking on cases from this. So what do you mean by consultation? So I can be prepared. So when I come there, I can say, oh, that's my, Miss Collie is my lawyer now. Or I say, Miss Wilson is my lawyer. Because, you know, y'all are signing Miss Wilson to me. So therefore, Miss Wilson, you're my lawyer. Explain that. But I mean, how does that process go? What do you mean by consultation?
So in the past, what happens at CLAC is you just get consultation. You just get legal advice. That doesn't mean representation automatically. Now, we have had some attorneys that decided that they wanted to take the matter on pro bono. And so they
pro
would
bono?
Change. Yes, pro bono.
That means free, right?
And so, yes, free. Okay. Free 99, as Shakira said. Mm-hmm. And so they've took exchange contact and they've reached out to them personally in their, you know, chambers. And they've took on the matters and you know, everything has been dealt that way. We've also taken matters on from the legal aid clinic where persons didn't want to take the matters on pro bono. But, of course, we're offering the services at a reduced rate and within, you know, a frame or amount that you can afford. And so they come into the legal aid clinic on Rosetta Street and we meet with them again, go over everything that they need, and they pay a small sum, and then we start their matter for them. So, yes.
Okay, I'm going back to the social action chair. Do you notice how I memorize your position or just like that? The social action chair for the Delta Sigma Theater, who is Shakira Road, right? What other event, what's next for the Delta Sigma Theater? I know this event is big. And I sorry to catch you off guard, but I want to know about the sorority. What's next?
So this is actually our closing event for this sororal year.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a short break. We go back to the table. We look at, you know, what we did this past year, what worked well, where we think we need to reinforce. But the work continues. So we're going to come out in September with a whole new calendar of events. So we hope to visit you again to promote some of those events. But as of right now, this is the final event, social action event, for the sorority for this sororal year.
Okay, and going to Miss Wilson, because she is part of the organization. Mm-hmm. Why did you join the Delta Sigma
Theta? That is an excellent question. So as I mentioned, I'm very new, having crossed in spring of 2022. I, as an attorney, am now no longer in practice, so I'm actually working for a financial institution.
Okay.
And when I was looking for an organization with whom I could offer my services, my expertise to give back to my community, Delta was definitely an organization that stood out to me. As Sara Shakira mentioned, the fundamental tenets are sisterhood, scholarship, service, and social action. And so I've thoroughly enjoyed being a member of the Social Action Committee. As I said, we don't talk the talk, we walk the walk, and we are about the action of empowering women, raising our voices to advocate for change in our communities, going into our communities, volunteering for various community service initiatives, and giving back to our community as best we can. We had our annual grill out on Saturday, which is our largest fundraiser of the year, where we use those funds in furtherance of these objectives throughout the sororal year. And so it's really a community of like-minded, highly educated women who are passionate about community involvement and service to their communities, and that is what really drew me to the organization.
I'm impressed. Can I join?
No. We have many other members of the Divine Nine that you could join.
I saw one join. Yes. This red thing is like me. I see a lot of people I would like to sit in gangs, but anyway, we're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we're going to go into detail of when, where, which, how. Right? It's going to be at a C.R. Walker. I need to know the time. I need to know the general information about this particular activity that is happening on this weekend. Is it this weekend?
Yes.
This exactly. weekend? But let's go to the commercial, and then when we come back, we do that closing and just give all the information so people can take advantage and show up. Show up in droves. And remember, you got to register so to speed up the process. Right? This is Guardian Radio with AM with C.A. Nuri, and we shall be right back.
What's going on?
time tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crock Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. In-house, we have, let me see if I can call the list of names. We have from the Eugene DePuge Legal Aid Clinic, we have Mr. Kevin Farrington. And we also have Ms. Flordira Colley, right? And she's an Acklands Colley, so she's more likely related to me, right? And from the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, you know, I got to look at the name, right? And they have all kind of Greek symbols, so I got to learn that too. We have Ms. Shakira Roll, who's the Social Action Chair. And of course, we have attorney Raquel Wilson, right, who's a part of that committee, and she's promoting women's issues and empowerment of women, right? And their organization is active. And earlier she said they don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk, and they have a number of initiatives where they empower women and educate women and inspire women for development and stuff like that. So I'm excited about that. And they are partnering with the Eugene DePuge Legal Aid Clinic with their CLAP organization. And I'm going to try and confirm now when, which, where, how. When are you having your legal aid clinic this weekend?
C.I. Walker High School, Saturday, the 17th of June. That's this Saturday.
So it's Saturday. Today Saturday. Is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this Saturday.
Yes. Between the hours of 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m.
So like a school time, 9:30
to 1 p.m.
So that means you're setting up early.
Yes.
So y'all should be there by 9 and organized.
I'll be there before then.
So I can come there at 9, even though y'all start at 9:30, and say, hey, I'm here early. Because I need some advice, right?
I'm usually on time, right, Flo?
Yes.
Please. Yeah. Okay. So let's go over that again. So C.R. Walker, where is C.R. Walker again?
It is at the top of the hill on Blue Road.
Okay. So we're going on top of the hill, at Blue Market Road, Street, right? Because so. You know they have two entrances. They have one off Market Street too.
Yeah.
But that's okay. But go on top of the hill, Blue Road, C.R. Walker. Yes. Your organization is going to be there. CLAP is going to be there. Yes. With a series of attorneys, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be there this Saturday, which Saturday is what again?
January 17th of June.
17th of June.
During the hours of 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m.
And you're asking us to register.
Yes.
So registration, how do we do that again?
CLAP's cellular phone number is 818-1606. 818-1606. Or you can email us at info@clap.org.bs.
And when I do register, well, hold on. You said earlier that this event for everybody.
Everybody.
And you said everybody, I mean men and women.
Even though we support the women, them, we encourage all to come.
So men if some men them had some issues, they can come.
We support the men, them, too.
And you covering all facets of the law in terms of issues. Just register and tell you in advance so you can find a specific lawyer. So, okay, that one specializes inside that. They'll come there and give it the legal advice.
Family matters, employment matters, immigration matters, estate matters, anything.
But you didn't mention immigration matters.
Everything.
Now,
we have persons who need their residency and their citizenship and stuff like that. So they can come there and say, hey, I have some issues with my papers.
And we
can
give them some directions.
Give them some directions.
Apply for it, yes.
Okay, so that's good. Yes. So that means everybody who in the Bahamas, it's not a specific group, but no, anybody no, who's sir. Here.
Okay. But the whole purpose of legal aid is to provide access to justice to everybody in the Bahamas. So whether you're Bahamian or non-Bahamian, once you come to the CLAP initiative, we provide access to justice regardless of your nationality.
What if I have an issue with the police? So the police is roughing me.
Come on down.
And you will give me information on what to do.
Yes, sir.
What if I want compensation from the police? Someone there can give me information about how I can go about suing the police?
I'm a former law enforcement, so...
You tell me you'll give me information about how to sue the police, being especially law enforcement?
I will write it down for you.
I like you. So let's just go over the information again. So this is this Saturday.
The 17th of June, between the hours of 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. And that is at the C.I. Walker Senior High School, School Lane. The numbers you can contact is 818-1606. 818-1606, or you can email us at info@clap.org.bs.
Good, yes. Good. And of course, you're partnering again with the Delta Sigma Theta, who is a sorority group that has three branches, similar to things I learned, right? But the Nassau branch is partnering with the Clap Out organization, right? Yes. And they're partnering, just going back to you, Ms. Rule, why are they partnering again? But we got to get the mic.
Oh, sorry, yes. So we're partnering because we want to, again, provide access to justice for all, as Mr. Farrington would have stated.
I know for all, but you're a sorority.
Yeah.
So I understand what for all, but as a sorority.
Yes, but our focus is we're encouraging and imploring that women come out because we know that there are several issues, legal issues, that impact us, not just members of the public, members of our sorority.
Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging our members to come out as well and support and take advantage of this.
People from the other fraternities and sororities, are you inviting them out?
Yes, we are inviting the entire Divine Nine, all of our family in Greekdom. We're all sisters and brothers in Greek, and we all have issues that are impacting all of us together.
Yeah. Once upon a time, I spoke Greek. I'm not gonna ask you to say anything in Greek, right? But I'm gonna let that slide and say yes, I understand that, right? And will Miss Wilson be that assigned lawyer representing the Delta Sigma Theta? Say yes, that's our representative. She will be giving that advice. So have at least one person there.
Yes, she will definitely be there.
Look at you! Look at you! And on behalf of the Mendem, we appreciate you making yourself available. Even though you're a representative of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated Group, right? But we appreciate that, right? But I want to thank Delta Sigma for acknowledging that there is a need for this, particularly dealing with women and their vulnerable state at times, right? When we men tend to take advantage of because of the fragileness, and not just me pontificating on this chair right now, right? So the idea that you saw the need for it and concentrating for it, I want to commend you for that, right? And your general empowerment of women in general. And of course, CLAP. Do you want to do this every year? I thought you did this already, right?
You've been doing this now every maybe 3 months, 4 months.
So but every 3 to 4 months.
We target different communities. Mm-hmm. So we were at E.P. Roberts, Columbus Primary, the Diplomatic Center. We're now at C.R. Walker. And we'll be elsewhere in another few months or so.
And again, making it available to all of everyone who lives in the Bahamas.
Yes, yes. Well, you don't have to live in a particular area, but yes, to everybody.
Have you done anything on the Family Islands yet?
We're hoping to venture off in the Family Island maybe by the end of the year, early next year.
Because we in Acklands would like to host you, right? Because we have some legal issues down there, too, we need to deal with.
Yes, yes.
And everyone live in Nassau. All the Acklands people move to Nassau.
Yes, we'll visit the Acklands.
See how you're promoting that, right? And, of course, as a sorority, we like having parties, too. And I know you all love Duke grilling. So if you can bring an event to Acklands, we would appreciate it. Don't make promises to me. No, I just call your name. I wrote down your name already.
That was one of the things we highlighted in our educational forum that a lot of these issues are prevalent in the Family Islands and do not get the attention that the public in Nassau does. So that's in the making.
Good. But yes. I would say this, though. Even if somebody's living in the Family Island, we still can facilitate consultation via Zoom. And so that's
you're also hiding stuff possible. From me. No, we'll start off with that.
That was my surprise. I was leading up to that surprise.
That's a surprise.
Surprise.
So no, let me make sure, because we have Family Island who's calling text.
Yes.
So I'm a Family Islander, we call Acklands, right?
You could
I
call
have a legal issue. I can text this number, I can write into that email address and say, man, I ain't Acklands, I ain't coming.
Yes, and we could facilitate consultation via Zoom.
And you might even convince Ms. Wilson to come on Zoom and say, hey, and give that consultation.
We're high-tech like that.
Yeah. High-tech like that.
Yeah. We could facilitate consultation via Zoom. Wherever you are in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. In fact, you could be anywhere in the world and we could facilitate consultation. And in the past two, three CLAPS initiatives, we did it in person as well as via Zoom.
Look at that.
Yeah. So wherever you are, you don't have to physically come down.
And who sponsors CLAP one more time? So, because I know CLAP is international. I just need to remind the Bahamian listening audience that this is an international event that is sponsored internationally, and we just have a local chapter here doing this.
Yes. So, like I said, we are spearheaded by the Eugene DePuig Law School Legal Aid Clinic, but we have the support of the Office of the Attorney General, the Bahamas Bar Association, and the Caribbean Agency for Justice Solutions.
And what's that Caribbean Agency of Social Justice thing?
It's a technology company based in Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
So they help us with everything technology.
Nice.
Yeah. So once you register and the person there input your information into the system or into the computer, everybody has access to it. And so by the time you sit down with the attorney has before him or her your name, your legal issue
and detail,
everything.
Oh, look at that.
And once they provide that legal advice, they will input that in the computer. And again, that populates our database.
Yeah. Ms. Rule, I just had a text asking how to join your sorority. I said you might have to go to college. I don't know. So how can people join the sorority?
College education is a requirement. You have to be
College educated.
You have to be college educated. Graduated with a degree.
Because
some people go to college and don't complete.
I went there for lunch, but I mean, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. But membership into the sorority, there's no set schedule. However, when we do have interest meetings, persons can be made aware. But we have a website, our national website.
Come in the website.
You said, what is the website?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go get the.
See, I know, why'd you search for that, right? See, I know, like, for Rotary, when I was trying to join, I got to get sponsored. So I had to convince somebody to sponsor me. I didn't know what Kiwanis, I had to get invited in. Yeah. So I want to know now, with the Delta Sigma Theta, do I need to convince Ms. Wilson to say, Ms. Wilson, you know, I can come. So, don't mind an agenda.
So let me direct that person to where they can get official information, and that's at deltasigmatheta.org.
Mm-hmm.
And information related to how to get into the sorority is presented.
And I get to the local chapter here in Nassau.
Yes,
for that?
It's the same all across the world.
Look at that.
Yes.
There's that one website and you get.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. You're all advanced.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
We legit, you know.
I see that, Jen. Again, as we close, right, we have 2 minutes to go. We have in studio, we have members from the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And we have, of course, Shakira Roll, who is a social action chair. And, of course, we have Raquel Wilson, who is an attorney. And from the Eugene DePuig Legal Aid Clinic, we have Mr. Kevin Farrington. And we also have Ms. Flordira Crawley. And on Saturday, on this Saturday, which is a couple of days from here, at 9:30 to 1 o'clock, they're having a legal aid clinic where they're giving free consultation.
Consultation only.
Consultation only. You're pressing that, stretching that. And of course, you WhatsApp the number. You give the WhatsApp number or you email the address. And providing concierge service will be the Delta Sigma Theta who will be there organizing the whole thing. You all have any free food? I just ask you. No, okay. I ain't gonna mention anything but no free food or any drinks. But they normally have free water and things like that, that you can come there and get something to drink if it's hot. Because it might be hot out there and I'd be thirsty when I'm talking to lawyers.
They give you a bottle of water.
Good. You see, they said there'd be one, at least water there, right? So I can pass by and see if I can get one or two bottles of water. But thank you very much for passing by. I enjoyed this conversation. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And the Delta Sigma Theta looks like the sorority to join. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.